Membes, I'm a bass. A lot of time.
Oh, you filled that vibe. Frag the Gemara, about nan. Hodit nan. Shalech was a beer of the eye, behave a shade of a cotton. Hot with the other Mahabit in Shemaim. Shidak we have Bikayak, Bikayak Hayiv. If he sent it in the hands of the Bikayak, Bikayak Hayiv, Frag the Gemara of a Mai. Name of Shulchan Gemara. We should say to the Mishalech's Hayiv. The Bikayak took the. What was it, a fire? He took it and he burned stuff. So we should say, he sent him to Shulchan Shadon Kamoisai. Why is the Pikei Chayiv? The Mishalech should be Chayiv. And with the Gemara, shiny awesome, the Shlich Dvar Aveira. No, by Dvar Aveira, there is no Shlichus. Why? Because we have a Svara. The Amidon Divi Rav, Divi Talmud, Divi Mishoimim. You're going to make me, the Mishaleach, responsible for the Shliach's actions. The Shliach should have known better than to listen to me. So what did I told him what to do? The Rabbanu Shalom told him to do it differently. So that's all. You can't hold me accountable. He's right? Okay? For the Gemara, if that's true.
Now did that first time that time it was used, did it work?
First time it was used. I mean, because, you know. Why? Where was it used the first
time?
Was
it used like the very first day ever?
Very good. Very good. Where's the Sanhedrin? You have a Sanhedrin?
Would you put it in there?
Where's the Sanhedrin?
It's fine before you start drinking his coffee.
The Nachash used the same time. Pass me Sanhedrin, lady. I think Tosis might. I think Tosis and Sanhedrin might ask this question.
The
Medrash Pliya. I mean, like.
It says Mikash Shlokashal.
What? Does it?
What
does
it say?
Mikan.
Who is the Shaliach?
Ah, so 1 second.
It wasn't Shaliach.
It was same Svara. So look here. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says.
What was the Svara?
Oh, 1 second. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that, like this, by Dine Nefoshois, even if a person does not make a taina himself, we toin for him. By dina mamadas, if you don't know to make the taina, Bez is not going to taina it for you. But by dina nefashas, even if the person does not know how to make the taina himself, we'll taina it for him. We see a taina that could possibly save him, even though he's not tainaing it. When it comes to dina nefashas, we will taina it for him. That's a gemara. But then it says. But we are not toying for a mesis. A mesis is different. Why? Because by mesis it says a mesis, somebody that came to convince other people to do averes, on him we did not tie it for him. So Amar Shuma Nachum and Rabbi Benison, how do you know? Minayin toying the mesis. From the Nachash. The Nachash had many tainas he could have said, but loiton. And he didn't. So why didn't Hashem taina for him? There's a din in the farshas. He's losing his legs forever. His kayak adibor, everything. He's changing. Yeah? Should taina for him? No. Because he's a mesis. So that's what we know. By a mesis, we don't taina for them. So, Frank the Gemara, okay, but what could he have tainted? He had a taina. What could he have tainted? Zach the Gemara, he could have tied it. You're listening to me. Divya Rabba, Divya Tamid, Divya Mishayman. So, the Emin says it sounds like that tiny would work, which means it sounded like the tiny would work. He didn't tiny it for some reason, the Gemara says, and Hashem wasn't going to tiny it for him, the Gemara says. But technically speaking, the tiny would work, so it's matim to what we're saying. Ain shiru divar veira. It was divya tam, divya
that's why. That's why.
Yeah, other rabbi. It's very good from this Gemara. It's very good from this Gemara. You see, such a tiny, it does work. The problem is, this is what I got confused before. Tois is asking a bit of a different kasha. Tois is the problem with the Gemara is that it sounds like that tiny helps for a mesis. So if we had a real case of a mesis, someone's mesis, someone else do a bite zora, let's say, which is the punishment of misa. Yeah? And he would open his mouth and say, what do you want from me? Divya Rad, Divya Talmud, Divya Mishayman. It sounds like it would work. Which is shver, because we never heard of such a thing. That would work. So that's what bothered Tosfos. Meaning, by Ein Shiru Divar Aveira.
You don't do the whole entire Aveira on a basis.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's going on? So by Ein Shiru Divar Aveira, very good. And it undoes the Shlich, it's Kabbalah. But over here, it's basically doing away with the concept of Mesis.
Even though the truth, you can say it's truly dependent. There's one thing being a basis, and there's another thing is being the aver is actually done. Meaning the guy who's a basis, he convinces a guy to rob someone.
Yeah.
Is he chayav for robbery? No. He's chayav for being a basis.
Mesis. Ah, it's all one second.
That's his own affair.
Let's say by Vadizar.
That's his own affair.
So I think that's what Tyson says. Let's look at this. He says Yishloimar. Davka the nochash shalun etzdavish l'lahosis. The nochash never commanded, "Don't be a masist." That wasn't a tziboy. It wasn't one of the, you know, I guess shavim mitzvah noyach. I don't whatever you want to call it. He didn't have a tziboy, "Don't be a masist." But like Nana, the only reason he's being punished is that he shabaz takol al yadoy, because the avera happened through him. So if the only reason the punishment was because the avera happened through him, then yes, he could have made such a taina. A vow masist, but a real masist b'zman hazeh. Or whatever, after Matan Torah. Shouldn't it stop a Shalom Lazis? Like Tzvi said, he's not just being over on, it's not just the fact that the Vera happened. He was over on the Tzibar, don't be a Mesis. Savadi is going to be over on that. No excuse in the world is going to help you. Because Shkoyach Devar Adi Metam Adi Mishayim, but the whole goof is the Avera, don't be a Mesis. You can't get around that. And that's what he says. By the Nachash, where he didn't have a specific Tzibar, don't be a Mesis. Over there, we're just dawning on, is, you know, can we hold him responsible for what occurred? So then he could have had such a taina. But at a regular basis, he had such a taina, exactly.
What if they don't do it?
That's what Tosfos says.
What if he never does it?
He never does it. Maybe a Mesis is still
I think so, I'm not sure.
A guy can decide not to do shlichas. You're not like
saying it's really coerced.
Yeah, a Mesis is like not mamish coerced, but you like, you know.
Also, it's only by Avodah Zarah. If you send them to destroy
try to convince him to do it. By Shlichas, I'm not sure. Yeah, Mesis is generally by Avodah Zarah. But I'm saying, even if you got Shlichas by Avodah Zarah, let's say, still, over there, I don't know if it's called Mesis. It's called, you know, this is what I want done. You know, I'll make you my Shlichas. Choose not to do it. By Avodah Zarah, it could be Mesis, maybe, yeah. Agapanim, the etzem avera is not his; it's the shliach's. So, practically, about a kash on this, but nan, it's a mishnah. The Bach changes it to nan. Shliach shel osher shikuso shliach mal. Osher shikuso ba'abayis mal. Ba'abayis tells the shliach to go take money of hektish and go buy chulin with it, and he gave it to the shliach to go buy a shirt with malus of hektish. So if he told him to buy a shirt and the shliach bought a talis, he did not fulfill the shliachos, then the shliach is mal. But if he did fulfill the shliachos, he bought exactly what the guy wanted, then the barabbas is mal. So what do you see from there? Yesh shliachos advar avera. Right? Ki also shichus of the barabbas mi mal. We should say that the Baal Bayis is not Moal, because Ein And the Gemara is trying to the open chet chet mitruma. Matruma mashu shliach, av mila mashu shliach. By meila we have a specific. To create shlichus even by meila, even though meila is an avera. That's an exception to the rule. Fine. Generally, ein shlichus is an avera. But neilik mino, why don't we use this to learn out to everywhere else? Once we see that there's a precedent for yesh shlichus is an avera. So learn out from Eilat everywhere else. No, we can't. Mishum davim Eilat v'shlichas yad shneksum bam ke'echod. Chot shneksum bam ke'echod ein melamdin. What's the shlichas yad? Milo adam rom. We already discussed that. Shlichas yad mahi. T'tanyo al kol devar pesha. This is talking about where he comes to make a shvua that he, you know, the shomer comes to make a shvua that he didn't take the pikodin. So it says he comes to swear al kol devar pesha. V'sham yoyimim l'chayv al ha-machshov v'kamaisa. That if the shomer even just thinks to keep the pikadon by him, so then he's chayiv. Meaning, so he's a ganav. We come to his house and find it there. We'll pay kefil. So he's a regular ganav just by thinking. He had the pikadon already in his closet because it was given to him to watch. Just by changing his kavana, that's enough to be mechayiv. We say lo imrim ein chayiv et shalach b'yad. No, he's got to be shalach b'yad. Shneamar im lo shalach yodoy. He's got to actually take the pikadon. The shame gneva, and that's what he's got to do in action. Omber shalom v'silva, but remember a cold bar pesha. A cold bar pesha is mashma, it's a big marv or something. So what are you v'silva going to do with that? Omber lehem is a little bit shamai, but lo yinemar, I'm lo yisholich yodim v'lech zivyeyu. Shalom shalich yad. Omber shalom v'silva, v'mken a cold bar pesha lomali. So v'silva answers, shiyocha eli elahu, omber lav lo yisholich aminayim, tomber lo yimar cold bar pesha. That even if he sends a shliach, he's chayiv. So from here we see another example according to Bezalel of yesh shlichus v'avera. So since we see it both by Me'ila, and we also see it by shlichus yad, Me'ila it's shneichus v'magadim, we cannot learn it out. Fine. One thing I forgot to mention, if we want the whole thing inside, but hopefully you saw it inside, the bottom toiso speaks out, that it's a funny thing in B'chlal, how could you have ein shlichus v'avera in regards to Me'ila? If the svar of Ein Shlichus V'Avera is Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoymin, and if Chim Me'ila by its very definition means you did it b'shoygeg, if you look in the Pesukim by Me'ila, that's what Me'ila means. Me'ila, the carbon Me'ila is when you took the, you would nand him in a hektish b'shoygeg. So b'shoygeg by definition means you didn't know what you were doing. So how can you say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoymin? The Shlichus didn't even know that it was wrong. So we should say Yesh Shlichus V'Avera by Me'ila. I mean, we shouldn't apply B'chal the concept of Ein Shlichus V'Avera. Tosfos brings another case by the when he takes the kohen to tells the kohen to take the bechor out of the eder and it's really not his eder. The kohen doesn't know that. So the din is once the kohen takes it, the one who sent him is oiver. I Ein Shlichus V'Avera. Yeah, but the kohen didn't know. So the kohen didn't know. Yesh Shlichus. So just like over there is Yesh Shlichus, we should say B'mila also Yesh Shlichus. That's what bothered Tosfos. And Tosfos basically answers that in a Kanami we're talking about a case where the Shlich does know. It's a carbon Me'ilo because the Baal HaBayis is B'shoygeg. That's enough to make it a carbon Me'ilo. But in a Kanami the Shlich knew. So maybe we can say, that it should be in Shlichus Devar Avera. And that's what we need. The special there is a cause that over here you could say that it's Yesh Shlichus. That's basically Tosfos. Okay, so we have two makaris for Dvar Vera, Me'ila, and Shlichus Yad, and that's why we can't learn out anywhere else. So, Brech the Gemara. That's very good to go into Beis Hillel, that there's two places. But according to Beis Shammai, does not learn Shlichus by the case of Shlichus Yad. Beis Shammai learns the pasuk that it's coming to be Marba, that Makshav is enough. You don't have the pasuk to learn out that you can send the shliach. So neilef minei. So the kasha comes back on Mishamai. Why don't you learn out from Me'ila to everywhere else? Answer is mishum dahavim Me'ila tzvicho mechira shnekzum on keechod. Chol shnekzum on keechod im lamdin. Because Mishamai is in another place. Tzvicho mechira Me'ila adam ron tzvicho mechira ma'hi amakra utvachoy oy mechora ma mechira ayde acher av tzvicho ayde acher. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Sorry, the Rebbe Shmuel Tana Oyel Rabbis is a shliach. The Rebbe Chizkiah Tana Tachas Rabbis is a shliach. So we have three different ways of learning out that if a ganav stole a shor or a seh and he shechted it, so we know he pays times five, times four. So we have three different ways here in the Gemara of learning out that means even if he sent the shliach to shecht it. So now Bishamai has another place of Yeshua and Barbera. So now even going to Bishamai, we have two places, Me'ila and Tzvich and Mechir. Now, the second and third ways of learning out that the Tzvich is even with the Shliach was from a special pasuk, either because it says Oi or because it says an extra time Tachas. But what's the first way? I want to talk about the first way for a minute. The first way of learning it out was Ma Mechira Yidecher Av Tzvich Yidecher. We know there's two ways that Ganon can be Chayv Dalabay. Either selling it or shechting it. So Gemara is making a drash or drashing by selling it as Ayde Acher, so to Batzvich as Ayde Acher. Where is the Mechira Ayde Acher? So Rashi says, because you need a buyer. Because you need a buyer. So since Mechira by seven, very definition involves someone else, but maybe then we can learn out that the Tzvich also, even if you send somebody else to do it.
No, but
why?
On the other side.
Oh, okay. So what's bothering you, Zevi? That Lemaitza by Mechira, he didn't send the shliach to make the Mechira, he made the Mechira. Just you need a lekeach to complete the transaction. But that to jump from there to say, I can send the shliach to shecht it for me, I can send the shliach to do that bear for me. So that's true. That's a kasha and Rashi. The Shita Shaloi Noidalimi asks this Kasha on Rashi. And because of this Kasha, what Rashi's going to learn, I don't have a good answer right now. I mean, Rashi held it's comparable enough for some reason. You have to think about it. But the Shita Noidalimi learns it's not the Pshat at all. That's how the Gemara means. It's got nothing to do with the Lekeach, with the buyer. That's not what it means. He says, you know what it means? Very Geshmak and Fart, he says. He says, it means that you can send the Shliach to make the Mechira for you. The Ali the Akhir by Mechira is the Shliach that's doing it for you. It's not the buyer. So just like... Oh, so 1 second, though. But you have to explain how you know that, though. So just like you can send the Shliach to make the Mechira for you, so too you can send the Shliach to make the Mechira for you. But how do you know you can send the Shliach to make the Mechira for you? How good is what we come to learn out? How do you know that? So Zach the Shita learned me. He says, Gaval the Gavart. He says... There's a Machloikas in Baba Kama. To be the Mechir of Dalet Behei. What is the nature of the Mechir of Dalet Behei? What do I mean? We know, we never learned from a comedy here, but we learned enough to know this idea called Yish Vishina Rishos. There's different ways by which a chepetz can leave its owner's Rishos. Meaning if a ganav steals a chepetz and it's by the ganav's got to give back the chepetz. But there are situations where the chepetz will be niknet to the ganiv or to someone else, and now there really is no chiv at all to give the chepetz back to the owner. You might owe him money, the value of the chepetz, but not the chepetz. One of those ways is called yish and shinim v'shus. So the ganiv steals it, then the bialim make yish. Now the ganiv can't be koyner because he's the ganiv. But then after the yish, the shinoy v'shus, that's koyner. That's koyner. So now, when the Torah said Mechira pays Dalet Behei, what did the Torah mean? There's two ways to look at it. The Torah meant the type of Mechira that you pay Dalet Behei for is only, you can look at the Shita Loi Demi inside after, is only a type of Mechira that actually took the Chepetz further away from the Bailam than it was before. Which means a Mechira after Yish. You pay Dalet Behei because you were Mechira after Yish. When you were Mechira after Yish, you now made the Bailam lose their chepetz. They'll never get that chepetz back. You still have to give them the value, or maybe Dalet Behei now, but the chepetz is gone. But if you sold it before Yish, in which case, instead of the Bailam coming to you to get it back, they just have to go to that guy to get it back. Nothing changed in terms of the status of the chepetz. Then you don't pay Dalet Behei for that because they didn't really do anything. That's one shita. That's one shita. No, you stole it. That's capable. But what Dalet Behei is for selling it. What's Pshat selling it? So this man, the Pshat selling it is, you now made it, What did you do worse than when you stole it? You stole it. You're paying capo for that. What did the selling do? What did the selling change? It's only a type of selling that actually made the matzah worse now. It's like a further geneva from the Bible. Like tzvicha. Tzvicha also your koine. It's like getting that back. That's one man number. The other man number argues and he said, no, it's not true. Even if you did a sale before Yish, which would really make no difference for the Bailam. A sale before Yish just means, instead of the Bailam coming to your house to get it, they'll come to your neighbor's house to get it. Nothing changed in the status of the chepitz. But the other man number holds, even though that's true, apapichain, you pay dal behe for that. Why? Mishtar shebechet. I don't know how to translate starsha in English, but you know what I mean. Starsha with the chet. Huh? Yeah. So you pay down, so it's makhlekas, really. Yeah? She says like this. He says, Shita Shinoda to me, says like this. This Gemara holds like the Manda Omar that the Mechira you did was a Mechira that did not, that was before Yish. Mechira before Yish. A Mechira that did nothing to the chepetz. It in no way, shape, or form affected the chepetz, this mechira. The chepetz is still as much as the Bailam to Shurus as it was before you sold. Right, we're holding like that man to Omar. Yeah? So he says, if you're holding like that man to Omar, so if I send a shliach to the mechira for me, then it's partial that it's not shliach, it's about avera. There's no avera. Nothing happened. It's not stealing. Nothing changed. Nothing happened. Right? There's no, I didn't do any avera that on me I could say divya rab divya dava divya mishoyman. The guy might have done something wrong because he was a star shabachet and he shouldn't, right?
But it was a stolen item.
Could be I did, but I'm saying there was no meaning like this. Nothing more happened. No avera took place in the actual chavit. Bishlam, if you hold like the man to Omer that the mechira took place after Yish. When I went and I made that sale, I actually took it out from the Bible to Shos. It's like another level of Geneva, sort of. Maybe I should, but not. It's like another level of Geneva, so to speak. But when he sent me to do Mechira, there's no second level of Geneva. Yeah, maybe I have a mitzvah to do, but I'm saying there's no second level of Geneva. Nothing changed in the Chepitz according to the Mandomer, this whole thing taking place before Yish. So therefore, the Shita Lamini says, that was partial to the Gemara that you could send the Shliach to do Mechira. There's no issue of entering the Varveh. There's no Divir Drab, Divir Talmud, Divir Mishoyman. You should have listened. Listened then what? What did I do? I moved the Chavitz from this house to this house. Nothing changed in its fundamental status in terms of the Bailam owning it. So he says that's partial to the Gemara that you could send the Shliach. Now the Gemara learns out just by Mechira you can send the Shliach, so the Tefich you can send the Shliach. And now we know that this is an exception to the rule of Enshul was a Varveira. Because of the limit from Tzvicha to Mechira. But how did we know by Mechira in the first place? Because it was partial to us by Mechira in the first place. Because there was no Maisa Varveira.
Yeah, according to Shita, it says if the Mechira happens before
Yish.
Yish.
Exactly,
that it's not, no,
no,
that. You know,
if
you want to
see
the hold that you have to have Yish first in order to.
Well, that's Shita, so then the Ganav only pays Dalav A in a place of after Yish.
After Yish.
Which means this whole discussion takes place after Yish. After Yish, that, you're already taking it out of the Bible. But according to the Mandom, the Ganav pays Dalav A even if it's before Yish, because, you know, it's the Shtar Shavachet. So then, if we would send the shliach to the mechira, that would not be a shlichus advar avera, because no ma'is avera took place in that mechira. It was a meaningless. Nothing happened. Nothing happened.
But then, why do you say that? That's what is talking
about. But it's not so bad. What? No, it's so bad that because we have a different svara that the ganav. That's what's from the shtar shebechet that the ganav. You know, put himself further into the chait by selling it, you know. But that's not what he's sending me to do. He's sending me to do the mechira.
Yeah, but doing the mechira.
In the mechira, there's no avera.
I mean,
I don't have an ishtar
shebechet. Really assisting the
but I don't have an ishtar shebechet on me How, what avera are you going to give me? So what avera are you going to put on the head of the shliach? I'm not saying it's a nice thing to do, but that's a...
Does he cause it?
That's a ganav's problem. He's chayv the dalav is not an avera, it's an oynish. Now the ganav is going to have an oynish.
He affects something.
Not a avera. So he's saying, the shittos know that he's saying, the limit to tefichah came from mechira. How do you know by mechira? Because by mechira it's pashut. And you can send the shliach to make the mechira for you. And there's no issue of ancient shliach to bar avera. Yes, but there's no issue of ancient shliach to bar avera. You be chai, the ganav be chai. Okay, Ayin Shom, look at him inside. That is the side of Dover that he's saying is that
Shita no
Noida. Shita Shon Noida. Shita Noida. Ayin Shom. Okay, so Bezalel has how many places? Two. Meila and Shlichas Yad. Bishami has how many places? Two. Meila and Tvicha. So, correcting tomorrow. So we should learn out to call it a kula that there's great shlichas in Varavera. Now, I want to point out one Gishmak Ha'ara, which the Shita Shaloi Noidalmi also says. How many places? Now, Bishamai has two Makaris, Me'ila and Tvicha Mechira. Bishilo has actually three Makaris.
This he doesn't hold by
this. Yeah, but we don't, there's no Machalikas there. He has Me'ila, he has Shlichas Yad, and he has Tvicha Mechira. Tvicha Mechira is not a Machalikas. The Gemara on the Lamed Heim and Aleph, towards the end of the first Barak, said, that even if you hold Shalosh Ein Melamdin, which means this kasha, the Han Nicha, is not objective kasha on everybody. This Hanicha is a continuation of the kasha Bishamai. That's how you learned it?
No, we said.
It says. Meaning this kasha is not a kasha on Bishamai, it's only kasha Bishamai. Which means it's a hemshich from this Hanicha. The Hanicha at the bottom of the base said, Hanicha the Bishamai, El Bishamai. That's a continuation of that. You've answered me according to one mandamah. What about the next mandamah? But that's only a hemshik of the kasha on the shema. Basila is fine because Basila now has three. So what's the answer? Michael and Meimar? God of Rahmanah Bishnut Eichot. The answer is that the Torah taught us by Shnut Eichot. Dom Yichoshev Yishahu Dom Shoko. Who the loy shlucha? So since it says who, so there now two the loy shlucha. There is no shliach in dvar aver. I ashkan gabi shkut echutz kolter minolan. How do you know to use shkut echutz to learn that out to kolter kula? The minolan the other shkut echutz. At the other shkut echutz, the other minolan. Instead of learning from Shkut Echutz, you could learn from Me'ila. Right? Or from Me'ila and Tvicha Mechir if you hold Shnei Zimog Erem Alamdin. Why is Shkut Echutz better? Hodah, Kosev Achmanah, V'nichra Sa'i Shahu. Because then it says, V'nichra Sa'i Shahu. Another Hahu. Right? Many in the go fight, they're in the go to Kula. Kivaldi. When the Mandav is saying, Zubak, I've got Eim Alamdin. And you don't learn out. So therefore, according to the Mandav is saying, Zubak, I've got Eim Alamdin, it's posh that we don't learn out from Me'ila and Tvicha. So according to that Mandav, it's posh that we should learn out from Shkut Echutz. him Cain, for them, the extra, who is the second, who is extra? So back to the Gemara, according to them, Aniyahu, what's it for? Aniyahu, my Darshibu. One is to teach you that if two of them shech together at the same time, they're potter from a katas. And the other one is that he has to have kavon, he has to know what he's doing. Another mandama who uses the hahus. So what? Where is he going to learn out these drushes from? Mehu hahu, he learns from who hahu. He didn't have to say hahu. Vidaku hahu lo darsh, he doesn't darsh in hahu. Fine, right. New question. The ones who sent him are Chayim. What's that going on? Ein Shom Shmuel Beis Perikid Beis.
David,
saying he was responsible because he sent them. What? Oh, Oyser Rakt is going to Uriah. Oh, Oyser Rakt Rebbe Ne'amoin, since David and Melech sent Uriah to go get killed, so he, the Navi, holds him responsible. Oyser Rakt Rebbe Ne'amoin. Aye, David's only the Mishaleach. So you see that the Mishaleach is on the counter. My time of the Shammai is okay. How can you hold him accountable? Ksavar. What do you mean he said it over Mishum Chagai Hanavi?
I don't know why it's Chagai Hanavi.
It's interesting. Okay. When I first read it, I thought he was going to bring a Patsik from Chagai. But he's not.
No, but the Chagai wrote what
is the thing.
Why didn't he have what's in the last wasn't Chag on the last
one? I'm not sure. Okay, so what does he hold? My time in the Shammai is holding. So we hold Shnei Ktuvim Ke'echad Milamdin. That means that you can learn out. That you could learn out. Especially because it's a Shammai. Especially because there's a Shammai Zokin that's very good. Because according to Beis Shammai, it's only Shnei Ktuvim. According to Mitzilah, it's Shalosh Ktuvim. So it's very good in Shammai, yeah? But he learns, you can learn out Shnei Ktuvim Ke'echad. Therefore, you can learn out from the Elan to the Mechira, the Yeshiv, and the Baravay, right? The Hu-Ha-O, like Darish. And he doesn't Darish, the Hu-Ha-O, so he has no way of learning out from the Chutz, the Kol Torah Kula. So instead, he learns out the Kol Torah Kula, Yeshiv, and the Baravay. The boy is Emma, learn him Darish. He does Darish. Well, my Chai, what does he mean that he's Chai? Chayy b'dinei shemayim. It just means chayy b'dinei shemayim, not b'dinei adam. Mechlad etan kamisov. I feel b'dinei shemayim now mipotem. That would imply that the Tanna Kamma holds him to the Shemayim is Potter, which I guess is schwer to say. I know the count. I mean, Shemayim they're going to hold the candle over such things. Ella Dina Rabba Bedina Zuta Ika Benayim. What is that? The Shav Rashi. The Shav Mechayim Bedina Rabba Banish Gadol. According to Shav, he's chayim in a big oynish. With the Tanna Kamma, going Banish Kulei Koyrek Atzmai Elik Goyrek. Meaning. They both hold your chai b'din shemayim. The chalikah says Shabbos are your chai b'din shemayim, and kilu you killed him yourself. So the kamma holds your chai b'din shemayim on a lower madrega. The boy say, "No, shani yosim the gadol echmana." Oh, you said drugs, but have any amoin? Or maybe that's different. Meaning killing is different because over there we have a special pasuk. But maybe Shamir wouldn't apply that to everywhere else. The Idoch, Harelach, Kecher Bnei Amon, and the Tanna Kamma hold. No, it doesn't literally mean that. It means you're like the Kecher Bnei Amon. Machher Bnei Amon ain't out in the Hena Shalom. Just like you're not going to be punished with the Kecher Bnei Amon. Avri Yakidi at the Hena Shalom. You also will not be punished for Yakidi. What does it mean, just like the Kherep and the Amun, you won't be the Nana Shalom? What does that mean? What's that line mean? What? Why would it be Nana Shalom, the Kherep and the Amun?
Would you or would not be?
Yeah, why would Dovid? What's the what does it mean? Ma Kherep and the Amun, ain't not the Nana Shalom. Ap Uri Akhidi at the Nana Shalom. How do you understand that?
Weren't they allowed to kill the Nana Shalom when they...
Just like the
Bnei Amon, meaning just like when the Bnei Amon kill people without your das, that's not your fault. Who went in and you're not held accountable? Who went in or Yachid, you're not held accountable?
Yeah, except that.
That's what it means. The Rashi and Shabbos said. I brought down here Rashi and Shabbos. Just like when Bnei Amon kill all the people, it's not your problem. It's not your fault. So to Yachid, also you're not held accountable. That's my chayv in the Amun. That's how you read the Gemara, no? How they read the Gemara? Yeah. Okay, now, why are you not all this bad to worry, Chiti? My time, oh? Married the Malchus, Abba, because Uriyo was married the Malchus. To come alay, Vadoini, Yoya, Vabde, Adoini, Apne, Asoda, Choyni. Now, Uriyo somehow was married the Malchus over here. How is he married the Malchus over here? So, Rashi says, "Zehu Meret Shikaro Adoin B'Pnei HaMelech." David HaMelech told him to go home. He said, "Everybody's camped out in the fields. I'm not going to leave." And when he said it, he called Yoav Adoini. So Rashi says that was the Mori B'Malchus. You can't say that in front of the king. Toysis argues. Toysis says, "Loi Neir." He says that right? Yoav Loi Mori B'Malchus. Twice says, I don't like that shot because Yoav was not a Mori B'Malchus. What does that have to do with anything? With Yoav? That,
yeah, how's that kashur? Because he didn't object.
Yeah, how was that kashur?
Like if that was married, he should have objected. He should have said something. Am I saying something? Maybe that's like also.
Maybe that's what it means. Hold on. Yeah, the Marshal doesn't like this lotion in Tosis. I guess because of what we're asking. So Mashav replaces it with a Lashem and the Tosis Yishonim. And he says that the Tosis Yishonim say, Ein Mire, De Ein Zemoreid, De Loi Bo Laham Lichoy Legroisei Melech. Which, that we understand. It's not a Moreid, because he didn't mean... Okay, what Tosis meant by those words, I have no idea. Yeah. So Tosis argues in Napshad Rashi. But Omer, Ben Meir, Omer, Shor, Ben Tam, Ben Tam's father... It's because he refused the order. He refused the direct order from the Melech. That's one shot. He put Yoav's name before David's name. It's another shot. Thank you. A kaponim, you're saying that they darshan, not like Shama Ezokin, the ones who darshan it is not held accountable, that's the pshat.
Amar
Rabbi Imtum to Lomar Sover Shammai Shnei to Bunk Echim Alamdin Bua Hula Dorish. If you want to learn like that Teretz in the Gemara that Shammai Zokin learns Shnei to Bunk Echim Alamdin Bua Hula Dorish, which means we're going to learn out the Kota Akula, not from Shkut and Chutz. We're going to learn out the Kota Akula from Mila. We're going to learn out Yeshua with the Barbera. Moide, he would be moide, but only the shlucho. He said to a shliach, "Say, bol as a erev of a kolos a chaylev, shulchai v'shol kapoter, shulamatzin v'kol haTorah kulos v'nen v'damischayin." Zok to Rava, even if you want to hold yeish shlich the gadar deira mamish, haba pichein. He's saying that's poshut. That if it's personal hano on that, there's no such a thing as a nen v'damischayin. And therefore, the shliach would be chayv in those cases, not the mishalayah.
Only the shliach?
Only Yawashim and Greg Barrett.
Chayv only the shliach. Only the shliach. With the Odom for sure. I mean, there's no two Averis to go around. I mean, if you hold Yeshua is by Averis, that means the mishalayah did Averis. But if the shliach is by an Erba, we're going to kill the shliach, not the mishalayah. You can't kill both of them. Again, the Din of Shemayim, the different, you know, different thing. It's like we hold also by mitzvahs, yesh shliach, by mitzvahs. But if it's in the sugya mila, we learned the whole thing about when you do apply that, when you don't apply that. It's a specific physical thing, can't apply it. That case is where you use the money to make a purchase.